Peoria's country, Nash FM 97.3, with your Nash Next Artist to Watch.
It's Nash Mornings, Jim and Kristen, and we'd like to welcome to the show this week's Nash Next Artist to Watch, Craig Gertis. How are you, man?
I'm doing great.
We are so happy to have you on the show with us.
Great to be here.
Just sitting here chit-chatting a little bit off the air. You're from Toluca, Illinois. Now, tell everybody where Toluca, Illinois is. I've never heard of Toluca.
Toluca, Illinois is about 40 miles northeast of Peoria.
Okay.
Okay.
A little town. In Marshall County, Illinois. Corn and bean country.
And you said famous for what? For an Italian place?
They're Italian restaurants, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Mona's and Capone's.
So good to have you on the show. Just tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into country music? I mean, how long have you been doing this?
I guess I picked up a guitar when I was probably 3 or 4 years old and was trying to make music with it. And I joined my dad's band when I was 10. I started playing guitar in his country band, which was a long time ago. And I've had music in my family, and I've been playing since I was, you know, on stage since I was 10.
Wow.
Yeah, writing songs when I was 11 and 12 years old. Formed my own band when I was a teenager, and been playing pretty much ever since I was old enough to walk.
That is cool. Since you're old enough to pick up a guitar, that is really cool.
Yeah.
So who are some of the influences on your music? I mean, who are some of the guys that you really look up to?
Well, of course, Merle Haggard. Yeah. And, you know, the great Hank Williams, and a lot of the early country artists, Lefty Frizzell and Marty Robbins. I was influenced a lot by a lot of the rockabilly artists too, Carl Perkins and early Elvis Presley, stuff like that, and Jerry Lee Lewis. And,
sure.
And list goes on and on and on, and a lot of Southern rock too. Of course, Skynyrd and the Allman Brothers and Marshall Tucker and stuff like that, and all the way through, you know, the British Invasion stuff. I'm a big fan of the Stones and the Beatles, and a lot of Texas rockers. I was influenced by Stevie Ray Vaughan's guitar style. And
right.
Just a whole different kind of big melting pot, I guess that's what I am.
What's so cool about it is I can listen to your music, listen to your songs, and I can, like, hear all of that.
Is that right?
Well, yes.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, okay, I get that.
I never had anybody tell me that. That's a big compliment.
Yeah, that is awesome. It's really cool. All right, well, we're going to be talking to Craig some more here. I do this with everybody who comes on the show, so I'm going to warn you right now. When we come back, we want to know three things about Craig Gertis that we don't know or nobody knows.
Oh, can I tell it over the air?
Sure. All right.
As long as you don't get us fired, we're okay.
Nash Next Artist to Watch, Craig Gertis hanging out with us on this Thursday. So happy to have you along, man. Love sitting here talking off the mic because we just, you know,
you
talking
so
about
much.
The hill country in Texas and Nashville. Now, you were just saying you were just in Nashville yesterday.
I was. I just got back from there. Yeah.
Down there doing some writing?
Absolutely.
So is that pretty much where you go when you do your writing? You got some guys you write with?
A lot of it. Yeah, I do a lot of my co-writing down there in Nashville. Have for several years.
Okay.
It was kind of like a second home to me there for a few years, for sure.
So you were saying you actually lived down there for a while, right?
Well, I had an apartment that I shared with another songwriter, and I was in and out. And so I spent a lot of time there for about 3 years, for sure, recording down there and writing and learning the Nashville way of the music business.
Well, you were down there on this last trip. Did you write the next Craig Gertis hit?
Well, I hope so. I hope it's somebody else's hit. That's
what
I'm hoping. you're hoping Chris Stapleton kind of likes that song,
right?
That
would be fine, too. Sure. Yeah.
All right. So the song that we're going to play coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes, what's the title of the song?
Well, it's called Haggard Fan.
Okay. Well, so it's pretty... I was going to ask you, so what's the inspiration on that song? But it pretty much answers...
Kind of self-explanatory.
Yeah, self-explanatory there.
Well, I wrote it about a bartender that was working at my mom and dad's bar at the time, and she was young, in her early 20s, and it was Merle Haggard's birthday. You know, it was about 5 years ago, I guess, give or take. And I had a Facebook post that said Happy Birthday, Merle Haggard. I think I'll just stay here and drink. And I got a bunch of replies on it. And this girl said, stop in and we'll throw 20 in a jukebox and we'll play Merle Haggard songs and we'll celebrate Hag's birthday. And so we did. And I said, you know, how old are you? And she said, I'm 22 or 23, I guess. I said, I can't believe that you're even old enough to know who Merle Haggard is. She goes, well, you're damn right I'm a Haggard fan. And I thought that was really cool, you know, that somebody 22, 23 years old loved Merle Haggard's music. And I kept that idea tucked away with me for a while. And then one day I wrote that song, and that was one of the ones that I did co-write in Nashville with another writer down there. And it became one of my biggest songs.
And you guys are going to love it. We're going to play it for you in like 20 minutes. I was playing it in the office the other day, and I just kept hitting repeat because I'm like, God, I love this song.
Well, I appreciate that.
Love this song. All right, so three things that we don't know about Craig Gertis.
Well, and I had to think about this because three things. Okay. Well, then, as we were talking off the air, first thing that came to mind is I had on Twitter, somebody asked me, what kind of music are you listening to right now? And at the time, I think I was listening to a Dean Martin album. And
I love it.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and all the Crooners like that. I listen when I'm at home, I listen to that an awful lot. So that might be something that might throw people. I like Michael Bublé and Harry Connick Jr. and stuff like that. And I listen to that kind of music, especially when I'm cooking at home. And that might be another thing people don't know is I love to cook. I cook all the time.
What's your specialty?
Anything, as long as I don't have to bake it. I can't bake. I cook just about anything, but I can't bake worth a darn. There's a difference, Jim, between
cooking
and baking.
Yeah. See, and I can bake really well, but I can't cook all that well.
All right.
So I think, yeah, you're right. There's a complete difference.
And I guess the third thing would be is I absolutely hate rhubarb with a passion. Yeah, we had a rhubarb patch growing up when I was a kid, and my mom made rhubarb cobbler. She made rhubarb pie. She made rhubarb sauce to use up the rhubarb.
You know? Did you have you must have had the same mom I did, because we had one of those patches in the backyard.
Remember
too.
That?
Oh yeah.
So
did
that make you hate rhubarb, or did you always hate rhubarb?
That made me hate it, but I will always hate it. The only thing that good about rhubarb was we used the leaves for baseball bases when we played baseball.
Yeah. Those are good. That's a good idea.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's real country stuff right there, using rhubarb leaves for your baseball bases.
That is country right there. Craig Gertis, ladies and gentlemen, our Nash Next artist to watch. We're going to come back with more with Craig. We're going to play his song. It's about 10, 15 minutes away right here on Peoria's Country, Nash FM 97.3. Nash Next artist to watch, Craig Gertis, hanging out with us this morning. So you travel all over the United States doing shows.
I do.
I was looking at your website here. Let me see what upcoming shows you've got. See if you got anything local here. Let's see. You're going to be playing in Spring Valley on the 14th. Uncle Stewie's Roadhouse.
Yeah, that's tonight.
That's tonight.
7 o'clock.
He goes, I guess. He just goes where his wife tells him.
Yeah, you just go where your manager tells you to go, right?
I do.
Happens to be your wife.
Yeah. Thank goodness for her. Yeah, she's usually, hi, honey. I think she's listening on the radio. She's usually with me everywhere that I go. Thank goodness for that. But yeah.
That's hot.
Great.
Yeah, it is great. If you want to see Craig, go to Uncle Stewie's Roadhouse tonight, Spring Valley, Illinois, and then you're taking off for, looks like you're going to be in Missouri and then Louisiana.
Man of all over the place.
Just traveling all over.
Keeping the roads hot, as they say.
That's good.
Yeah.
that's really good. So, for folks that want to get your music, how can they get Craig Gertis's music?
Go to my website, CraigGertis.com, and it'll tell you what you need to do from there. And then, rest of y'all out there, friend me on Facebook, too.
Let's
be friends. Good.
And you got all the links to all the social media sites on your website.
Sure do.
All right, CraigGertis.com. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to play your song, Haggard Fan. You guys are going to absolutely love this song. I fell in love with it the first time I heard it. So we'll come back more with Craig, and we're going to play a song, Haggard Fan, right here. Nash Next, artist to watch on Peoria's Country, Nash FM 97.3.
Peoria's Country, Nash FM 97.3 with your Nash Next Artist to Watch.
Good morning. It is 6:58 Nash Mornings with Jim and Kristen and our Nash Next Artist to Watch, Craig Gertis. Been hanging out with us this morning, man. Thank you so much for coming and joining us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, one more time, CraigGertis.com. That's the best place folks should go if they want to get your music, check out where you're going to be playing. Yes. Get hooked up with you on Facebook and Twitter and all those social media sites.
Yeah. Let's be friends. Friend me, and more friends the better.
All right. And you're going to be playing, what's the name of the bar you're playing at tonight?
I'm playing at Uncle Stewie's Roadhouse in Spring Valley tonight at 7.
All right. And Spring Valley, you said, is not too far from where you're at?
It's about 40 miles north of me. If you go to Metamora and go straight up on Route 89, just keep heading until you get to Spring Valley. Yeah.
All right. So show starts at 7 o'clock tonight. All right, so we're going to play Haggard Fan. Tell the story one more time, because I love this story, how this song came about.
My mom and dad have owned a little bar in Benson, where I grew up, and one of their bartenders was tending bar, and I made a Facebook post on Merle Haggard's birthday several years ago and just wished Merle Haggard a happy birthday, and I said, happy birthday, Hag. I think I'll just stay here and drink. And I had several comments on that, and the bartender commented. She said, come on up, and we'll throw 20 in the jukebox, and we'll celebrate Merle Haggard's birthday. So we did, and she was in her early 20s, and I guess I couldn't believe that she knew $20 worth of Merle Haggard songs. It would be 23 years old. But, and I told her that, and she said, well, you're damn right I'm a Haggard fan. So I use that as the hook in the song, and it's the song's about a blind date, and the girl on the blind date is infatuated with Merle Haggard, as every girl should be.
Exactly. So here it is, Craig Gertis. The song is called Haggard Fan.
Blind date, the kind of thing I hate. My so-called friends don't set me up again. But much to my surprise, she was easy on the eyes. 11 on a scale from 1 to 10. When she climbed into my truck and finally raised you up, she said, I think I could be your kind of girl. And I know we'll get along if we keep jamming country songs. And I said, well, how about drinking up Merle? And she said, you're damn right I'm a Haggard fan. Ain't nothing wrong with a branded man. That rambling fever's what I'm looking for. So hurry up and get me to the swinging doors. And you're gonna see my fighting side. If I don't hear the band play, Mama tried. She said I take a lot of pride in what I am. And I'm damn proud to say I'm a Haggard fan. Rambling fever's what I'm looking for. So hurry up and get me to the swinging doors. And you're gonna see my fighting side. If I don't hear the band play, Mama tried. She said I take a lot of pride in what I am. And I'm damn proud to say I'm a Haggard fan. Daughter, but daddy raised me upright. Give me some working man blues, yeah, and it'll be on tonight. That's right, you're damn right I'm a Haggard fan. Ain't nothing wrong with a branded man. That rambling fever's what I'm looking for. So hurry up and get me to the swinging doors. And you're
you might fight inside. If I don't hear the band play, Mama tried. She said I take a lot of pride in what I am, and I'm damn proud to say I'm a Haggard fan. She said I take a lot of pride in what I am, and I'm damn proud to say I'm a Haggard fan.
Oh, yeah. Haggard fan. That is Craig Gertis, our Nash Next artist to watch.
That's a really fun song.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Real quick, you got to tell us a story about the video, about you talking to Merle Haggard on the phone.
Yeah.
We had just gotten done cutting the video that's out there. You can go to YouTube and find that video. We had plans and ideas to do a much bigger scale production with Tanya Tucker. We got to know Tanya through my roommate that I was staying with there in Nashville. And after we filmed the original video, we were sitting with my wife Janelle, and I were sitting with Tanya in a bar. And one December night there on a Monday night in Nashville, and she asked if I had cut the video. I said, yeah, I just cut it yesterday. She goes, well, I want to cut a different one. She goes, and I want to get Merle Haggard in. And I said, well, I would love that. And I would love for you to be in it too. So she goes, did you ever get a hold of Merle? I said, well, no, I never did. And she goes, well, I'm going to call him right now. So it was me and Tanya and Janelle sitting at the South Street Bar and Grill there in Nashville. So, and it was about 11 o'clock, and she calls Merle up on his phone and gets Merle up out of bed. And she goes, would you like to talk to Merle? I said, well, yeah, but I don't really want to get him out of bed, but I guess it's now or never. So I got to say hi to Merle Haggard when he was laying in bed on his cell phone. So needless to say, we never did get to make the video with Merle and Tanya, but I did get to actually speak with Merle Haggard on the phone, so that is
so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is so cool. Craig Gertis, our Nash Next artist to watch. CraigGertis.com. Go there, check out his website, check out his music. Man, thank you so much. You are welcome on this show anytime.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you both.
All right. Really, all right. Thank Craig you. Gertis, our Nash Next artist to watch. It's